Of course, the question of what you should do is quickly answered for you. A distant war cry, approaching the crossroads, a 7-foot-tall woman with flaming mane of red hair bound in a ponytail pulled back behind her head, scales covering her arms, her legs, a bikini likewise made of scale covering her breasts, a dim piece of fabric covering between her legs and nothing else, smooth, fleshy, svelte, curved body, breasts truly huge, much larger than her head, and held in one clawed and scale-greaved hand, a sword, serrated and huge. She approaches at a rapid clip, the glare of madness in her eyes. You stand to defend yourself, noticing she's swinging only the flat of the blade. She stares down at you. You see her muscled abdomen. You see how despite the softness, there is strength there, and speed as well, for she covered the distance very quickly. She stands looming above you, reaches down with one massive hand, picks you up by your clothing, holds you there in the air, brings you closer. Her eyes open in recognition, though. Ah, it's you. She blinks a few times, forcing herself down from her lunatic high, and places you on your feet again. But she keeps hold of you, as if laying claim or counting coup. This is Helia, who occasionally moonlights in other places, who journeys to bars in Tal'Adra now and then, who is much taller than you and very close, and having discarded her berserker style, seems incredibly aroused. You can see her panting, see her long, long salamander tail spinning, moving side to side, lashing, flames cover it. She keeps them controlled so no fires start, but the heat emanating from her body steaming into the air bleeds over to you. You lick your lips, looking up at those huge E-cup breasts, seeing her face and its smile. Still predatory, still in control, she's kept a hand on you all this time. She pulls you against her body. You feel yourself pressed between those huge breasts. She purrs something down. Well, the only way I'm going to stop is if you're yielding from the get-go. You don't know me quite well enough yet. Let's fix that. She pushes you down, and you fall in a pile of soft grass. She climbs over you, placing her knees on either side. You see her tug at some strings connected to the bikini bottom that has been covering, barely covering her sex. She leans down over you, likewise tugging the upper half of her garment, loose though it is, off of her breasts. You see her muscled and toned arms. You see her abdomen pressing down against you. She shreds your clothes, pulling them aside, leaving you nude and beneath her. But you haven't earned this. And then there are no more words. She leans down and fastens your lips in a kiss, her tongue searching. She isn't shy as they smack against you. You feel wetness dripping from her revealed pussy between her legs. Her tail is held high over both of you, flaming, burning, radiating down on you as if you were under the spotlight, being interrogated. But she isn't really asking anything, only giving. Sensation, feeling, need, desire, a throb of her breasts pressing to your chest when she kisses you. You feel how heavy and yet pliable they are, a softness that is invasive, that you will take home with you when all is done. The heat of her body against you, her muscled form. Her tail moves, sliding. You worry for a moment, but you see she has banked the flames, so they merely feel like a warm tickle rubbing against your inner leg, your inner thigh, and then sliding up under you. Except she takes it, grabs the end, brings it to your mouth, suck. You open your mouth, and she pushes the tail inside. You suck on that warm tip, which is tapered, so it gets a little wider as she pushes more into your mouth. You know this is just a prediction of what's to come. During the whole thing, she's rubbing her pussy against one of your legs, capturing it between, but she seems to be getting enough heat and pleasure at having you suck her tail, because she shivers tentatively, her nipples are pointed. She's over you and above you with a big grin on her face when she breaks the kiss, when she lets the tail take the place of her tongue. You suck and submit to it, it for the moment, giving in. You do buck against her pussy, moving your leg so it hits her just right, but she presses you down with that hand she grabbed you with before, as if to tell you no. She withdraws the spit-lubricated tip of her tail, sliding it down your body back to where it was before. The tip rests against your rear, right against your hole, circling and spreading using the width of the tail. Her tongue is back in your mouth. She kisses. She sucks. She makes sure that your hands come up, taking one and then the other, and bringing them to her breasts, telling you to fondle, to squeeze, to put your back into it. You kiss back. You feel her slide the tip of her tail into your ass, but she just keeps you laying down. The throb between your legs, in your head, in your mouth is unbearable, but she isn't touching her pussy. She's just slipping one of her legs between yours, so you grind against her the way she's grinding against you. That is all you are permitted here as the would-be loser, as the one who didn't particularly seem up to fighting. Or maybe she just wanted an easy run right up to the lay today. But the urge is still there. All the desire, the berserker fury, channeled into the way she moves her tail, winding it in circles, attacking your weak points, finding the parts that make you squirm and twitch your hips, and pressing the tip right against them, lubricated and prehensile, deep inside of you. Her tongue explores your mouth. She licks and lashes and presses against you. She stares into your eyes every time you open them, sex with her eyes wide open, her pussy dripping and drooling and marking your thigh. You pressing back against her, feeling the powerful yet soft scaled leg, feeling the warmth of her. The heat is just overwhelming, and then the heat inside your ass turns itself up, like she turned the dial up, like she almost made her tail too hot to bear, but not quite. She pistons it in and out, and you see her grunting, moaning. You see her hips shivering. You feel them shivering from side to side, swaying, her inner thighs clasping around your leg, shaking there, little spurts of her wet juices from her soaked needy snatch flowing over you, but she isn't stimulating within, and so you don't get anything either. You just get to grind against her leg, your mouth open, accepting her tongue, trying to push back, press yours in. She lets her hair play over your face as she turns to one side and just listens to your heartbeat, tenting her body so she can do so. This brings her breasts slightly out of reach, but you reach down, stretching, grabbing them, pinching the nipples. You're a little worked up, she says, with every sign of triumph and pleasure. Then she starts to really piston her tail, faster and faster. The way it spreads like a cone from the tip means the tapered end can stretch your ass wide or leave it tight and taut around just one finger's width of pleasure. She moves it with a precision that says she does this all the time. You wonder if she's done it to herself, but given her arousal, it's pretty obvious if it can reach, she has. The heat inside your ass grows and grows, better, warmer, more precise. She's pressing places that stimulate the rest of your body, too. It's as if the wall were just a little too thin and every touch back there is purely sexual, the rest of you contained in the way you're impaled on the salamander girl's tail, the heat going through you. All you can do is give in to the touch, and she does grab your shoulders, tug you against her body, lodge you between her breasts. She seems to be losing composure, her tail pistons in and out. The slick sounds fill the air, and you let her hold you there, tight against you, one of her scaled arms at your lower back, the other massaging your scalp, scritching lightly, gently, delicately, carefully. Her tongue is back in your mouth, her heat, her breath smelling faintly of rum and pleasure and wanton, aching, throbbing. She's gasping and moaning and arcing against your leg, almost coming. You don't know if it's from the pleasure of having her tail inside of you or merely from rubbing against you, but the two of you are caught in that because you're pulled against her and you're feeling heat, pleasure, throb and thrust, move and spin. Inside of you, every sensitive place is being invasively caressed with dedication, desire, a berserker attack that does not relent. She is careful, and yet you feel like you only exist in the interface between that tail slamming into your body. Only pleasure, only that white-hot ache exists, and you, hot as you are, pressed between her breasts, feeling her flesh all around you, feeling her nude, supple, beautiful form, her gasping, intense, intent response to just getting to fuck your ass with her tail is enough to make you want to give her more. You grind back against it, finding a way to roll your hips on the ground and move your ass around her tail. Her eyes go wide. Too much. Yes, too much sensation and pleasure inside of her. You see the way that she pauses, just gripping you against her, moaning as your ass clenches her tail. She must be so sensitive. You feel your own response inside your head, a spreading heat from your ass, spreading through your body, invading your senses, gasping, gaping, squeezing around you. You let it overtake. You clench your ass around her, and the way you get tighter seems to make her feel more. She rolls her hips, grinds on your leg. Her juices are spurting out of her now. Her hair is disheveled. Her appearance is sweated. Even something made for heat can sweat, and she does, with lust and need and the way she just presses into you. She begins riding you against the ground so hard clouds of dust are being stirred up. Her tail is pistoning at the limits of what you can take, getting hotter and hotter, but you just push back against it, welcoming it inside, welcoming her. Your mind must be mostly tail fucked bliss by now, your entire insides liquefied in her heat. You just exist with her thrusting into you, at least that's how it feels. You let her tail take over your ass, you let her muscular, tall body loom over you, pin you down with strength, with aplomb, because she just presses to one side of you. She bears the waves of orgasm. She stares at you, her mouth hanging open, her tongue hanging out. You notice the attractive way that her eyes half lid. Oh yeah, that's it. Take my tail. Take my tail. Squeeze that hole. Fuck. Fuck, you've got a good hole. She rides against you, rubbing her pussy. She can clearly feel her tail as if it were a sexual organ in its own right, or perhaps simply the ultimate large erogenous zone, or maybe she's just getting into it. She slides her pussy away from your thigh. She rests her own tail curved up between her legs, so it presses between her pussy lips and she drips over it. Her juices look all the more copious in the light now that she's not overshadowing you. You miss her lips and her breasts as she pulls away, giving her nipples one final squeezing pinch, but she's looming over you with her tail rising between her pussy lips, rubbing it frictionally as it thrusts into your ass. In fact, she lifts your legs, places the knees over her own thighs, and positions her tail as if it were a strap-on, a dildo resting between her legs. She puts the bit that's not inside your ass right up between her pussy lips, carefully keeping clear, but making sure that her clit is right on it. Now when her tail slides past her pussy to piston in and out of your ass, it's like it's fucking you, thrusting into you, taking you over, but it's also like it's her doing the thrusting. She moves her hips, grinding onto her own tail. The heat is clearly making her overexcited as well. Her tongue hangs out, the eyes stay half-lidded. She reaches up, running a hand through her hair, scraping gently across her scalp. You see her scaled hand clenching, claws lashing the air, entire body into it now. She's thrusting. Ah, yeah. She must be imagining it because she rolls her eyes back and just thrusts. Take my tail. Take my tail. Her eyes are wide open, but only the whites are showing. She's really into it. She looks down at your pathetically sweated, sprawled body, focusing her eyes once more, and grins, the victor's grin. Her length, her tail, inside of you, tapered, sliding in and out, spreading your ass on each deep thrust, letting it clench tight again every time it pulls out, but always some part of her tail is inside your body. Always the pistoning continues, eternal filling and emptying, filling and emptying. You see her pussy quivering, you see the way the lips are parted, you see the juices getting thicker as they drool out onto her tail, as some of them make their way down to the tip and get pushed inside of you, re-lubricating the inside of your ass with her sheer, needy, feminine arousal. She's above you with her nipples pointing and up thrust, her breasts high and firm, her entire entire body muscular and strong. When she thrusts and her tail drives into you, you slide across the ground a little. She walks forward on her knees, keeping her pussy in contact with her tail, working herself off, because fair is fair. The heat inside of your ass grows and spreads through your body. You're getting a muscle massage that makes you more relaxed, and being more relaxed makes it harder to bear the pleasure, more difficult to restrain yourself from the orgasmic ache spreading from your ass being fucked into you full on, needy, your back arching, your head pressing back against the soft plains grasses, Helia above you, her tail working in and out of your ass, grinding in and out of you, moving, also touching her pussy, making her hot. You see her thighs clench, coming, coming now. The groan and growl of it as her legs clench and she gives in to husky, needy, breathy responses, little moans, little growls and grunts, her long tail filling out, draining all the pleasure and sensation from her into you, jetting. You imagine if her tail could spurt and fill your ass, but instead it's just spreading waves of mountainous heat overtaking you as your scaled lover finally collapses in shivering, squirming, juice spurting spasms on top of your body, pinning you down, her tail still going, but now it's twitching, vibrating from the base because her tail moves when she comes. She comes hard, grabbing your leg and pushing it back between hers. Her tail leaves from there, but keeps pistoning you as she grinds on your leg, marking you with her juices, her scent, her awareness, her covering. Her tail begins to corkscrew back and forth, pistoning in and out, spreading you, and you just roll your eyes back and love it, grunting across the ground as this muscled, powerful figure looms over you, her faux cock having spread your ass and making you feel pegged and deliciously driven down. You definitely lost the battle, but both of you won the long, slow, sweated, sexual, needy conflict of the day. The only conflict remaining being whether to go a second round. She certainly has the stamina, for though her breathing slows and her head rests on your chest, her tail keeps making little twitches at the entrance to your ass. You clench on it, trying to hold it inside when it departs, but all it does is tease. All it does is remain and twitch and remind you that there's so much more one might do another time, one might let her do. After all, to the victor go the spoils. For now, she is more than happy to take you by the hand, maintaining her touch on you, her small mark of ownership as the victor, as you conceded, and lead you to a nearby river, where you can wash off, and then nap on the bank with your head on her breasts, her tail periodically teasing, her body shivering now and then in aftershocks that seem to last such a long while. She just smiles, rolls against you and places one arm over you, while the two of you discuss which one should be which spoon.